Hello and welcome to this episode of the Nothing Ventured Primer with me, Arish Shah. Today, I am really excited to have with me Zoltan Vardi via Zoom. Zoltan is a startup mentor and angel investor who helps B2B tech founders struggling with sales to build predictable recurring revenues using his sales and marketing blueprint called the Launch Code. Zoltan, really great to have you here with me today.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person, but at least we get to use the magic of Zoom and virtual communication to chat. So I'm looking forward to this.
Well, for sure. I think in my own sales journey, Zoom has been an absolute unlock. But look, for our listeners, could you give us a bit about your background, how you've gotten to building out the Launch Code and you know what you've been doing over the course of your career?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm a startup mentor and I do focus on working with business to business tech founders on sales and marketing, helping them to focus and structure and scale their sales and marketing activities. I think my approach is somewhat unique and is informed by my professional background, which is that I sort of combine two very different approaches and mindsets into one system. First, I kind of bring the structure and the process that you get from closing $2 billion worth of B2B deals through my time as a senior corporate executive. But I've also been an entrepreneur myself. I've built and sold my own company from scratch. I've had successful exits as a founder and as an angel investor. So I understand kind of the execution challenges of entrepreneurship and that it's a very different environment. And so kind of combining those two worlds in one approach is I think, a bit of an interesting, difference or point of difference. As to how I got here, well, I mean, 6 years ago, I finished up my 20-year corporate career in sales and general management. So kind of highlights, built a 20-year career in the media industry, where at various points I was in various senior sales roles. Kind of my two biggest jobs were I was senior vice president of global ad sales for NBC Universal International based out of London. So overseeing a $650 million business over 30 countries. I was also CEO of the Central European operations for a German broadcasting group called ProSiebenSat.1, about 1,000-person division that I led there. So I sort of had lived that entire corporate environment for quite a while. Actually found myself exhausted after a while. And so I wanted to get back into some more entrepreneurial opportunities that I had experienced at certain stages of my career. And so what I actually did is I started working with startup founders, really just on a mentoring basis, just trying to get to know them, understanding what their challenges are. And, I had an interesting insight, which is that I met a lot of founders who were extremely passionate and knowledgeable about their products. Mm. But they really had very little knowledge about how to sell and market their product.
Yeah.
Right. So there was a really disconnect. So what I noticed is they were struggling with explaining in very simple terms, actually, why potential customers should buy what they're selling. And they didn't have any sales processes in place. They didn't have the ability to set targets, to set guidelines. And so they were really unable to create the lifeline for their dream, right? Which is basically generating kind of recurring predictable revenues. I mean, that's how you can scale. And so what they were relying on was one of two different approaches to selling. One I call the I know a guy approach. The I know a guy approach is, I once met a guy at the gym who's in this business and we should have a sit down and I'm sure we'll do business. Or my uncle, knows a guy who, did this and this and I'm sure he'll sit down with us. So, it's very relationships driven. The other way is what I call the spray and pray approach, which is when you send out 10,000 emails and pray that somebody's going to, respond. The problem with these is they're not scalable. Yeah. They're just not effective and scalable. And so what I realized is that these founders really needed a simple blueprint that they could follow that got them through addressing these challenges. And so what I actually did is I took literally a blank sheet of paper. I took all of the principles and the tools and the techniques I had gathered over the course of these 30 years of this $2 billion in sales, and I packaged them into kind of a three-pillar system. And then I shared that blueprint through personal mentoring programs, through group workshops, through an online on-demand course. And so I'm very proud to say that after kind of 3 years of doing this, and I've done this now about 1,000 hours of one-on-one mentoring, I've worked with over 200 founders from 25 countries, And these people have now really focused their offer and message so prospects understand what they're selling. They can build a structured sales model so they reach their ideal clients, and they can execute based on targets so they make better decisions and reach their goals. And so at the end of the day, that's what people launch businesses for, right? It's to create something from nothing and hopefully to experience the financial rewards and the satisfaction that comes with building a successful global business.
I mean, it's super interesting for me. I've been in tech and also in B2B in my own businesses. And interestingly, you know, when you're talking about that kind of relationships versus spray and pray versus the repeatable model, I'm moving from the relationship driven to the repeatable, yeah. And actually finding that repeatable kind of path is very difficult. And we're going to get into a lot of this stuff in the main podcast.
Absolutely.
One thing I'd love to understand, you know, from your perspective, you know, there's been an explosion, obviously, of tools and technologies out there enabling sales processes, you know, from CRMs to, lead generation tools to, prospecting tools, et cetera. From your perspective, what are some really interesting or exciting tools that are out there in the market at the moment, and where do you see that going?
Uh-huh. Well, I think the two broad trends that I'm noticing in the sales and marketing technology space from a tool perspective are artificial intelligence and automation. Yep. Right? Those are the two things that are really going. I mean, I felt like we came back from the holidays in December, and it's like the world exploded in ChatGPT. I felt like my entire LinkedIn feed was just one big row of, ChatGPT.
Yeah, we've all been there.
So it was quite overwhelming, to be very honest. But look, I think, if I think of it, if in blocks, first block is prospecting, right? How do you find customers? Apollo.ai is a great database of B2B companies. That a lot of people I would recommend should look at. ZoomInfo, I mean, it's been around for quite a few years, but also a good source of prospecting information. Sales Navigator on LinkedIn, again, a very well-known one. So these are all great at narrowing down your focus to your ideal customers. Now, the challenge, of course, is you have to know who your ideal customer is. And I'm sure we'll get into that at the larger part of our conversation. But these tools exist to at least, find the necessary people you need to speak to. So that's the first block. The second block is, you need to be able to communicate with these folks, right? So copywriting, ChatGPT, obviously a very powerful tool. However, I would argue it's a tool to get you started, but I don't think it delivers the final product.
It lacks authenticity often. You can tell that it's been a cat.
Absolutely. And ChatGPT is an amazing product. I mean, shocking if you think about it, but frankly, it doesn't replace point of view. It doesn't replace personality. It doesn't replace your insights that differentiate you from the thousands of others who are trying to say the same thing. So that's a very great tool to get you started. One tool that I do rely on a lot is Taplio. Taplio is a tool that basically is at its very core is a scheduling tool for LinkedIn. So you can schedule posts, but it does have an AI component that delivers ideas. It presents certain relevant posts that have done well that you can use for inspiration. It does have an AI function, although, again, for the reasons we just described, that's not necessarily always useful. So that's the copywriting communication piece. And then the third piece, I think, is analytics, right? One of the great benefits of these tools is that it gives you information you can then use to fine-tune your approach. And there are a lot of tools in this space. The one that I use regularly, because I do use LinkedIn as a source of communication, is a tool called Shield Analytics. And Shield is great because it not only gives you insights into views and engagement and all of that stuff, it actually gives you a lot of detail about who is watching your posts, where are they from, what roles do they have, what industry are they in? So you can really look at who you're speaking to and obviously check it against your targeted audience.
Yeah, no, look, I think those are super useful. And obviously, the more we kind of move down the stack, right, the more, or rather the further along we go, the more that stack is going to become more and more automated and integrated. Obviously, there's been a lot of unbundling in that space, and obviously now, you know, a bit of bundling yet to come.
Yeah.
But look, I'm really looking forward to talking through some of your views on, you know, how you've built that sort of 2 billion sales journey of yours. Really looking forward to the main podcast. Thank you for being with me here today, Zoltan.
Absolutely looking forward to it.